This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is What's Trending in Texas.
Good morning and welcome to the morning bullpen show. I love it when somebody new is sitting in here. I think Zach's been filling in for Nick Russo.
Yes.
And so all the buttons are changed.
Bless his heart.
It's like, wait. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to the morning bullpen show. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Eric, good morning, Mo.
Morning.
Eric, good morning.
Good morning.
We have a lot to do today. We have a chance for you to win 10-man jam tickets. First chance is at 6:20. Plus, we'll have a little fun. We'll do our jury duty coming up in just about 10 minutes. And Mono's Country coming up in just about 20 minutes here on the morning bullpen. But right now, let's find out what's trending in Texas.
Number three.
It's just a rumor, but I'm here for the tea from the Texans.
Uh-oh.
They reportedly pulled the trigger on a trade with the Vikings,
what?
Sending running back Cam Akers to Minnesota. The claim is that Houston gets 2026 sixth and seventh round draft picks from Minnesota in exchange for this player. Allegedly, it's all pending a physical. This is the second straight season the team has traded for this guy. The Vikings must like him.
Like him or something.
I never understand the trading in the middle of the season because don't we have trade deadlines? Like, it makes no sense.
Here's the thing. NFL trade deadline hadn't happened yet. Right. And I heard another thing is a promise from Minnesota not to beat the crap out of us like they did last time.
It's just a rumor. We're just here for the tea, right?
I'm not sure that officially was in there.
Number two.
After years of planning, TxDOT is set to break ground on the much anticipated I-45 expansion project today.
Oh, Lord.
The estimated cost went from $9 billion to $13
billion. Oh, good.
Same.
Lovely.
And it aims to widen the interstate from downtown Houston all the way to Beltway 8. Lots of opposition from community members, but here we go.
By the way, will it be done before I die?
Probably not.
Okay, just wanted to know.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Y'all, I was so ready for a chill in the air this morning, and it just wasn't there.
I thought it was chilly this
morning. No, it was not.
No, it wasn't.
No, yeah. It's windy.
Awful.
So I did feel a little joy when I stepped on a crunchy leaf in my Ugg boot, but no. Highs will drop to the 70s today. Humidity is lower, which is great. It just wasn't what I wanted it to be. It says tomorrow, maybe the 40s for some places. The coldest we've been in 192 days.
Really?
Yes, if we hit 40.
Okay. That's what's trending here in Texas this morning. The top stories you're going to be hearing about all day today, and you hear about them first every morning with us right here, powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning that we get Bull Nation together and talk a little good news. We hear enough of the bad news. Let's talk good news this morning. Mo, Eric, you ever heard of a group called the Four Heartbeats?
No.
Don't they sound like a group that, like, your mom and dad or your grandparents used to listen to back in the day?
Snapping in unison.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
except the Four Heartbeats, made up of Dennis, Rose, Lesson, and Dan, have a little more in common than just singing together or snapping their fingers. They started out as strangers at the hospital where they were waiting for a heart transplant. They spent on and off almost a year in the hospital getting ready for heart transplants. And Rose said she first came across Dennis in the game room at the hospital playing Wii Sports. She said she decided to join them. Then soon Lesson and Dan came on board, and the four of them became inseparable and became great friends. And here's the best news of all. They are now just celebrating their 1-year anniversary. of having their heart transplants, and they scheduled their checkups all on the same day so they could be there together.
That's so cool.
The four heartbeats. Uh-huh. And even more than that, they say that they're going to stay in contact. They may even get together for the holidays because...
We didn't choose each other, but we've become so close as a result of everything that we've been through. It's just a gift.
I love it.
We will stay in touch. Probably for the rest of our lives.
So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, can I get an amen for the four heartbeats?
Amen.
We love celebrating good news, whether you're celebrating something going on in your family, kids getting good grades, doing well in sports. You tell us right now what's good in your world, and you could be our next amen here on The Bull. We were just talking in the studio about Amy in Humble. She was our winner at 620. That's a name you'll need to remember, by the way. Write that down. Because it's 720, we'll play Ticket Tag again for 10-Man Jam. And it's her birthday, Mo.
Yes, November 11th. So she's going to celebrate with us at 10-Man Jam.
How cool is that, right? We've moved 10-Man Jam up, and it's going to be earlier this year than ever. So make sure you're getting your tickets and you're prepared. It's Veterans Day, November 11th. And if you're new to the show or new to 10-Man Jam, you've been trying for years maybe to get in and you've never gotten your tickets, maybe this is your year. And Eric, just a few years ago, you were the new guy.
Yeah.
You'd never experienced 10-Man Jam.
No, I didn't really understand the idea. I thought it was like 10 artists that were all jamming at the same time.
Right.
That's why I thought it was called 10-Man Jam.
10-Man Jam.
I thought they were all just like a jam band playing together. But it's what is called a writer's round in Nashville a lot of times, where you get like three or four artists at the same time on stools, sitting on the stage, telling stories about the songs that they're about to play, and then they play on each other's songs. They might harmonize with each other. Mm-hmm. They may have written it together. They may be close friends. It is a magical, magical night. And then, so once the four are done, then you take a little break, you go get your Bud Light, and then you come back and three or four other amazing artists come on. It's so, so, so special in every way.
There's no script.
Right.
Right? Which is my favorite part. Like, you have no idea what they're going
to
say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In between songs, or if they're going to mess up and then they want to like make fun of each other, like you have no idea what's going to happen.
It really is like the most unique way you could see some of your favorite country stars. I mean, Bailey Zimmerman, what's he going to be like when he's sitting on stage next to Dustin Lynch? How are those two going to get it?
Right.
It's just interesting because if you remember a couple of years ago, you were talking about how Eric, they get together on stage and maybe it's the first time they've been together.
Yeah.
Remember Carly Pierce's song, Hope You're Happy Now?
Oh, yeah.
It was her and Lee Bryce.
Yeah.
They recorded it in the studio together, but they'd never performed it. And Lee came out on stage when she was getting ready to do the song, and they did it for the first time together on 10-Man Jam stage. So
it's something else I love about it is we go to a lot of concerts, mm-hmm. right? And the opening act, they go, "Thank you, Houston!"
Yeah.
And they walk off the stage, they probably go back, they change clothes, they wipe their faces off while the next artist is playing. The artists don't do that here.
Yeah.
They stand on the side of the stage. Yep. They watch it. They love it just as much as everybody else. It's pretty awesome.
So whether you've been 24 times, 23 times, because this is our 24th.
That'd be wild.
Or it's your first time going to 10-Man Jam. You want to get your tickets, all right? You can find ticket stops around town, maybe in your neighborhood at thebullhouston.com. Or you can get ready and play again. Ticket Tag comes up at 720 for your chance to win.
Still to come. Home on the Morning Bullpen.
All right, slip on those Ugg boots and grab your pumpkin spice latte. It's October and time for another Uncle Jorge's ghost story.
And me and my wife both looked at each other and was like, did you just see that? And she's like, yes, I did. And then, like, it still gives me chills today. So that was crazy.
Find out what Dustin's story is coming up in less than 10 minutes here on The Bull. There's a chill in the air this morning.
No, there's not.
Not really. Yeah.
Hey, it's 60, okay? Mo has her Ugg boots on.
I love them.
That is true.
Grab your pumpkin spice latte because it's Halloween time, y'all. By the way, don't we have Halloween party coming up soon here at the radio station?
Oh, yeah.
We're all decorated here at the station.
Oh, there's dead bodies everywhere.
Our boss is like super into Halloween. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason I do. Uncle Jorge's ghost story.
You do them for her?
She still doesn't like you, for the record.
I totally get it, but that's the only reason I do this. We like to take ghost stories from you. Tell us something haunting. Do you believe in ghosts? 713-881-5500 is the number this morning. Give us your name, and then give us your ghost story today.
My name is Dustin Bourgeois, and I'm calling from Conroe, Texas. So this my oldest son is 9 now, but back when he was a baby, we put him down to bed, and you know those little, they're almost like a rocker bouncy chair, but you got to do them manually. It wasn't like the automatic ones.
Yeah.
So me and my wife are sitting there watching TV, and then out of nowhere, that little chair that no kid was on it just like bent down and then just like sprung up and like kind of went back and forth. And me and my wife both looked at each other and was like, did you just see that? And she's like, yes, I did. And then like it still gives me chills today. So that was crazy.
So a ghost was playing with the bouncy chair that your kid sat in?
Yeah, it was insane. It gives me chills to this day. And me and my wife just kind of looked at each other. And then I didn't know what to do. So out loud, I just said, we come in peace. So it was pretty funny.
I mean, that's a start, I think.
I can see that. I can see that.
It could have been a ghost baby.
Bum, 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 bum.
Who knows?
Dustin, did you all ever have any other things happen at your house, or was that it?
It was an older house that we were in. There was a few things. My wife has always said that her godmother, since she passed away, she's always seen signs of maybe, you know, just kind of her around. So it was pretty creepy, but at the same time, you know, we both kind of just looked at each other and, you know, like I still get chills today talking about it. So It was just one of those crazy things.
And we appreciate you sharing that on Uncle Jorge's ghost stories.
Oh my goodness.
You guys have a great day.
See, he gets it. Dustin gets it. He understands the mission there in telling a ghost story.
He just hasn't slept. He has an infant.
It's sleep deprivation.
And a broken chair, obviously.
Do you have an Uncle Jorge's ghost story you'd like to share? 713-881-5500. You can share it with us this morning. Also, coming up at 7:05 this morning, speaking of scared, I'm a little scared we're going to make enemies of brothers on jury duty this morning, okay? Come back in 10 minutes. I'll tell you why. It's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty. All right, this is a question everybody thinks about. Everybody doesn't want to talk about it, though.
Do I have to say this out loud?
You have to say this out loud. You have to say this out loud.
Okay. The question on today's jury duty, be honest. Do you have a favorite kid? Yes or no?
Ooh. See, I told you, I was afraid that we were going to make enemies of brothers with our jury duty this morning.
Wait, you don't have a favorite kid?
George.
Okay. I have a child that's easier to connect with.
So, okay. Yes, you do. Okay, I don't.
Don't you say that.
I am gravitating lately toward one, and my wife is gravitating
toward the other.
Oh, wow.
But
I can see that.
We haven't decided yet. We haven't chosen our children yet.
See, and Mo, you have two. You have two.
Yeah,
you have a favorite child.
100%.
What?
Yeah, he doesn't talk.
That was fast. Wait, you're not supposed to say which one.
Riggs is my favorite. He's
no,
a sweet angel baby, and I'm obsessed with him. And if I could have more babies, they would all be just like him.
No,
I would have a million.
They would be like Briggs.
Oh my goodness.
Gosh, my sweet little bubba.
So here's the thing. Oh, Eric brought up an interesting point. And having older boys like I do, I think this is valid. It may change over time.
Okay. Different days for different ways.
But right now, today, on jury duty, if you're a juror on jury duty, you've got to answer this question this morning. Let's go to juror number one, Mo.
That's Crystal in Houston. She has three boys. Crystal, be honest. Do you have a favorite kid? Yes or no?
Y'all, my kids are in the car.
Hey, guys.
Yes. You don't have to say which one is your favorite. Please don't. Don't be like Mo. Mo's a terrible mother.
Yeah.
You tell us, though, do you have a favorite?
They actually rotate being my favorite.
Yes. So yes is the answer.
Right now, it's my youngest one because he's very sick.
Can you hold the phone up to your three boys, and on the count of three, they all yell who your favorite is.
Who's mom's favorite?
One, two, three. Yo.
We all know. I have two brothers also, and we all know. Okay? Crystal, it's fair.
I think if you ask any of my siblings, they would say that it was me, that I was the favorite kid.
Oh, wow.
Like, if you called my sister Charlotte right now and asked her, she would think, he's a favorite. So you're right. I think they do. Again, you know this information. Mm-hmm. Just nobody wants to ask the hard questions like we do.
I do.
Okay, so next up, but I'm looking at the phone lines. I need everybody to know there are three Jessicas on the phone and a Jesse on the phone.
Oh, that's awesome.
So listen to what location we're talking to. Jessica in Richmond with two kids. Be honest. Do you have a favorite kid?
Absolutely.
Same. I told her when we were on hold, I was like, girl, we should hang out sometime. I just knew we would be friends. This is real life.
All right. Okay. All right. So Jessica's just proud and loud. Yes. Absolutely. All right. Let's go to Jesse and break it up just a little bit because we do have other Jessicas here. Jesse in Houston, two children. Do you have a favorite child?
I do not, but I do gravitate towards my oldest.
You can't have it both ways. So yes or no, do you have a favorite child?
Yes, my oldest.
We just talked her through it. We're like, it's fine to be honest. We're all friends here, girl. Yeah, Jesse says yes.
This is about honesty. Yes. This is a jury. Fine. We're deciding if it's okay to be honest.
Jesse, are your kids with you?
I have my youngest with me. I just dropped off my oldest at school.
I'm sure your youngest is your favorite.
So your youngest is sitting right there when you tell us that your oldest is the favorite. Okay.
No, never.
I can see that. All right, let's go to juror number four, Mo.
That's Diana in Spring. Hey, Diana. Whoa, girl, you got five kids. So be honest with us. Do you have a favorite kid? Yes or no?
I do, and I have five kids, and I regularly rank them, and I let them know you're currently at number four.
Oh, what a standings board. I love this. You could work harder to move up on those standings.
I was going to say, I'm at number four, but I want to be number one, so I'll keep working hard. All right, final juror this morning, Eric.
All right, that's Jessica again, but this one's in Rocheron. She's got a boy and a girl, so between the boy and girl, be honest, do you have a favorite kid?
Oh, man, not really, but they're both toddlers, so, like, sometimes I really don't like either of
one.
Them because they're so...
I get it.
They're just a lot.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I just love them both so much.
Jessica, you need a margarita. Dude, I can hear it in your voice.
Exactly. Right now,
I love it. Okay, all right,
I mean, yeah.
All right, Mo. So the final juror count this morning. Our verdict is...
Be honest. Do you have a favorite kid? And the answer is yes. We know.
I don't think that's a surprise. It's just nobody wants to ask the hard questions like we do. It's jury duty. We do it every morning right here on 100.3 The Bull. Now, still to come here on the Morning Bullpen Show, you've heard us talk about Bailey Zimmerman's coming to town. Chris Jansen is coming to town for 10-man jam. But the question is this. Do you want to come and discover some new artist like this guy?
Baby, I'm a hairy guy. Really need your help sometime.
We'll tell you what that song's all about and where it came from coming up in 10 minutes when you have a chance to play Ticket Tag here on The Bull. Every morning, Eric loves to improvise a song, but it has to be based on your suggestion. That's the only requirement, and that's why we ask you to be part of our 10-minute tune this morning, and it all starts with your calls.
Aubrey's on the phone in Tomball. Hey, Aubrey, what would you like Eric to sing about?
I want Eric to sing about when my grandma's driving me to school and she's sitting in the car like she was just a few minutes ago.
Aubrey, you might be the most adorable caller ever on 10 Minute Tune. Dancing grannies, what a great topic.
Mm-hmm. Is she a good dancer?
I think that's your answer right there, Bo.
Yeah, I love so kids. Much. They're always so honest, you know?
Dancing grannies. Aubrey, have a good day at school, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling this morning. 713-881-5500. Lou is on the phone in Pearland. Lou, good morning. What do you think Eric should sing about today?
I mean, I would love it if you could sing about what I'm going through right now. I'm going to just admit this right out there. I don't really love babies. And my sister just had one, by the way. So Everyone is obviously madly in love with the baby, you know, my parents and her husband, and her husband has a bunch of siblings, and like everybody's going gaga for the baby. And I'm like, no, I'm okay not holding it. It's cool. Yeah, I'll just look.
Did you call the baby an it?
I mean, it's a baby. It's like an alien life form.
Yeah,
they vomit everywhere. They can project vomit, like leaky diapers. Like, it's a baby.
I've got two kids, and you're actually convincing me to hate babies.
I was going
to
say, Lou, you are bringing me over to your side this morning. So hate babies.
I mean, I don't want to say I hate them. I don't like them.
Okay, can we stop calling it an it? Is it a boy or a girl?
He's so sensitive. Okay, I'm sorry. He doesn't get it.
She. This is a hilarious topic. All right. Thank you
Lou,
for the call.
Thank you for the call this morning.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
All right. 713-881-5500 is the number. Let's get one more suggestion in.
Corey's in Humble. Hey, Corey, what should I sing about?
Corey. Yes, hello, Corey. Hey. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
I am. Hello. So my daughter dyed her hair last night, and she meant it to turn out light brown, but it actually turned out carrot top orange.
Oh, wow. How do you recover from that as a mother? What do you do?
I just laugh. It's still that color because I told her we'll have to wait till Thursday.
That's awesome. You just point and laugh. That's parenting right there.
Nope. Yeah, she sent me a picture at work, and I just died laughing, and it's still orange right now.
You dummy.
Don't be messing with the hair dye.
Oh, I love it.
How old again?
She's 17.
Yes.
17.
And
she's always coloring her hair.
Oh, so, yeah. Her soul is crushed right now.
School, and it's carrot tops orange.
She's at school with her hoodie tied so tight right now.
Yes, so... I got home and she was just staring at me.
Yes.
I was like, sorry.
Corey, thanks for the call this morning. Eric, we have a lot of kids, parent topic kind of stuff to choose from.
Lots of family topics today, but I think that the most interesting for me today is hating babies.
Stop it. Are you joking?
There's a lot of people that don't like babies.
I mean, who does, though? You know, who likes babies?
It. Yes. It? Let's sing about it, George.
All right, that's our topic today. Eric's going to go write a song about it, and he'll come back and perform it in 10 minutes. Let's see how he does. It's the 10-minute tune next on The Bull. The only way into 10-man jam is to win your tickets, and the next chance to grab those comes up with Ticket Tag at 8:20. Set a reminder, tickets to work with you here on The Bull. Time to find out what Eric has improvised for a song today. He went out and wrote a song, and it was all from Lou.
Lou in Pearland with this suggestion.
I mean, I would love it if you could sing about what I'm going through right now. I'm going to just admit this right out there. I don't really love babies.
Interesting. I don't love babies.
Not my favorite phase of life. I totally get it.
I love babies.
That's because you haven't, had time to recover.
Well, yeah. And we're getting close in my world. Mm-hmm. We're getting close, hopefully.
To grandchildren. Totally different game.
That is, you know, Matt's getting married in a couple of weeks. Yes. And I mean, we're getting close. I'm not putting any pressure, but I'm just saying. But this spoke to Eric.
Yeah. All right, Papaw. Well, then this song might be for you as you're holding a new baby in your arms soon. We're going to do I Hate Babies in the style of Slim Shady himself.
Ooh, okay. Don't it's our 10-minute tune. See how he did here on the Bowl.
Y'all act like I'm some sort of devil or demon, cause I don't like babies, the drool or the screaming. I don't kiss them or hold them, they're not cute, they're annoying. I don't want kids, not a girl or a boy, and oh, but they're such a beautiful joy. Yeah, right, then why does every daddy I know hate their whole life? Never getting any peace and they're sleep deprived, never getting any time with their own wife, going broke every year at Christmas time. You can't catch me in your parent trap, sports and homework and summer camps, blah, no judgment, keep on breathing. As for me, I'ma keep my freedom. I hate babies, yeah, I don't like babies. They're so irritating, they cry and complain, diaper changing, and they spit up, they spit up, they spit up. I hate babies, yeah, I don't like babies. They're so irritating, they cry and complain, diaper changing, and they spit up, they spit up, they spit up.
Okay, I'm going to be singing that now all day long.
Eminem birth control.
maybe that'll help out. What do you think? How do you do on our 10-minute tune today? By the way, you can grab that off the podcast. It's available up on the Odyssey app. You can download it every day. Our 10-minute tune here on 100.3 The Bull. Now, coming up next, just 10 minutes away. One of us on the show just found out that we only have 20 years to live. I have details in 10 minutes on the Bull. You want to be standing right next to the stage when Joe Nichols does that song at 10 Man Jam? You can win your tickets into this incredible one-night event. It's going to be November 11th, House of Blues. Your next chance to win comes up with Ticket Tag. That's at 8:20 this morning here on the Bull. Had lunch with Mo and Eric the other day, and they kind of freaked out on me. Because at lunch, I looked at him and said, I only have 20 years to live. And I don't know why that was so controversial.
I don't think it was like the fact that we put like a date on it. I think it was like how you got to it for me.
Yeah.
How I got to it?
Yes.
I simply went to deathdate.com. Mm-hmm. And I typed in my information, and it said, this is the age you're going to die.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, that's the question. I don't care that you did it, but why? Why?
Don't you want to know? Don't you want to have... Here's the thing. I just wanted to have, like, what's the ballpark? Like, you know, how many good years do I have left?
Just to be clear, no, I don't.
You don't want to know?
No, 0%. No. But what, like, I'm curious now. Like, what did you type into the website?
Yeah, yeah. Well, how did they come up with your death?
Okay, so there. By the way, there are hundreds of these websites. Because here's the thing. This is what actuaries at insurance companies that sell you insurance and insure your family. Uh-huh. That's what they do all the time with your information.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. That's how they get the price. It's like, you know what? That Eric with a K, maybe 5 more years.
Yeah. Really?
I feel the same way. Trust me.
Yeah. So there are a lot of websites that have taken the information that actuaries use for insurance companies, and you can type in your, you know, like your height, your weight. You know, all this kind of stuff. Do you smoke? Do you drink?
Okay.
How much do you smoke? Factors. How much do you drink? You know, that kind of stuff. And then they'll come back and say, you're likely to live, George, 19 years and 8 months is what I have left. I just want you all to know that.
I mean, I wrote it down. I'm definitely going to think about it.
Are you spinning out from that information? Or you feel good? Okay.
No, not at all.
Perfectly confident and happy in that.
You were kind of freaked out by it. You were like, now you're going to focus on it. Now that's all you're going to be. And
Eric's
it's like,
sweating again talking about it.
Yeah.
Now, if I had that information, definitive science-based information, I feel like I would change my whole life. My entire life.
But so? Why wouldn't you want to know that then?
Because I want to live like I was dying every day, George. I want to ride a bull named Fu Manchu.
Tim McGraw.
You could put 20 years on like in your brain and then get hit by a car tomorrow.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, I guess that's the thing. You all took it as like gospel And I was just like, eh. It's kind of, I mean, it's kind of good to know, right?
I don't know.
I don't know what's happening.
Why?
It was so bizarre to me.
I don't know why this is so controversial. But by the way,
yeah.
Just so you know, Deanna, was my wife, was totally with you all.
I'm sure.
What are you doing? And I was like, I just want. Haven't you ever been curious? Am I the only person that sometimes just goes,
death.
No,
mortality.
But you're making it sound so morbid and final.
What? Death? Yeah, I'm making death sound final?
You know what I mean. You know what I mean. So, by the way, though.
Yes.
Guess who yesterday texted me and said, I have 33 years left.
Stop. Who?
Deanna.
No!
And wait and see. You guys are going to be on the website later on this afternoon. You'll be on there.
Not chance.
It's like, oh my God, what is this? So, if you want the websites that I found, you can find them online or I can send them to you. But yeah, 19 years and 8 months. It was good while it lasted. I just want to say that.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Let's go to West Houston. Trevor is there, ready to take on Mo in Mo knows country. Trevor, this is how you take the money from her.
Yep. That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Trevor, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here. We'll get started, Trevor.
Hey, Mo, could we have the room, please?
It's all yours, friend.
All right, Trevor, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, these little rascals, can you name the country group known for the song called Me and My Gang that came out in 2006?
Rascal Flatts.
Question number two, you might think it's Jelly Roll, Morgan Wallen, or Post Malone, but concert bookers say the most in-demand country artist in the world is this Louisiana girl. Name her.
Lainey Wilson.
Question number three, Tim McGraw taught us two of life's most important lessons, be blank and kind.
Grateful.
Question number four. Maybe tequila does make her clothes fall off. Can you name the artist who said recently that the most unusual thing ever thrown at him at a concert was a big old pair of ladies' underwear?
Joe Nichols.
Question number five. When John Party was in town, he sang about blank over boots. Was it A, belly over boots, B, buckle over boots, or C, head over boots?
Buckle.
All right, let's get Mo back in to find out what she's up against this morning.
All right. Trevor, you did all right, buddy. West Houston should be proud. You got 3 out of 5.
Wait, what did he say?
He said a four-letter word.
The bleep button came in handy there. All right, Mo, let's see how you do.
I'm ready.
Question number one.
Yes.
These little rascals. Can you name the country group known for the song Me and My Gang, which hit the charts in 2006?
That's Rascal Flatts.
That is correct.
Yes.
Okay, he got that hint.
Cute hint, yes.
1-1.
Question number two. You might think it's Jelly Roll, Morgan Wallen, or Post Malone, but concert bookers say the most in-demand country artist in the world is this Louisiana girl.
Oh, Lainey Wilson?
That is correct. Lainey Wilson.
Fun fact.
2-2. He got it right.
Question number three. Tim McGraw taught us two of life's most important lessons when he sang, be blank and kind.
Humble.
That's right. Not humble, but humble.
I seriously struggled. That's why I said it so slow. I was like, humble.
Okay, Trevor got it wrong. He said grateful. You should also be grateful,
yes,
though, Trevor.
Good lesson, but yeah.
3-2. 3-2, Mo's winning.
All right, question number four. Maybe tequila does make her clothes fall off. Can you name the artist who said recently the most unusual thing ever thrown at him at a concert was a big old pair of ladies' underwear?
Ew. Tequila makes her clothes fall off. Is Joe Nichols? Is that
it? Is Joe Nichols? Okay. Yes. By the way, if you see that video on TikTok or whatever, go watch it. Stop. He's hilarious.
Tin Man Jam artist Joe Nichols. By the way, 4-3, Mo's winning.
Wait! But don't bring panties.
You can throw them at me.
Absolutely not.
Question number 5. When John Party was in town, he sang about blank over boots. Was it A, belly over boots, B, buckle over boots, or C, head over boots?
Head over boots, C.
That is correct, yes. Head over boots.
He said buckle over boots, and that makes the final score 5-3, and Mo kept your money. Sorry, Trevor.
All good, well played.
All right, Trevor, you know what you got to say to get out of here, sir.
This is Trevor in West Houston, and Mo knows country.
She does, and you get a chance to take the $100 from her. If you think you're up to the challenge, play her tomorrow morning at 8:20. It only happens on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.